Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you wanting to change your life today? Well, let's not hold you back anymore and let's get you started today. Thank you for being here and taking time out to improve your life. And make sure you stay until the end because I've got a special bonus point for you then. In my life, I've been in many times of saying, I'll be happy when, I'll be successful when, constantly chasing, and quite honestly, it gets exhausting. You get onto the whole hamster wheel of life. I can remember thinking years ago but 2018 sort of time, thinking, I'll be happy when I'm a best-selling author traveling around the world. Now, to get to that place, you've got to put in a bit of work. Instead, what I found better was focusing on just enjoying my writing each day. And this is what I'm going to go into today, whatever you're aiming for, whatever your ambitions are in life. Now, the reason we really chase things is because we see other people like being successful in certain areas. And then it starts creating this idea in our mind that we should be further along. And there's a quote I want to share with you, and it's this. Self to self for your progress and then self to others for possibility. What does that mean? That means you compare yourself to yourself for your progress, seeing how far you've come. You look at other people, not in the case of your progress and how far you should be. It's looking at what's possible for you. Okay. Success is in the now. Success is what you've achieved today and right now. How are you living right now? And it's so much more empowering in life when you can realize that. And there's a great book I'm going to recommend, and it's called The Power of Now, that you might have come across, by a guy called Eckhart Tolle. Huge recommendation. The Power of Now is the name of the book, in case you've not come across it. Now, you've got to start looking at life like you can enjoy it now, because it's so much more powerful and empowering. Start basing your success on your everyday achievements, your everyday little habits you can do, or else you're just going to get caught in the chasing, the hamster wheel of trying to be successful and happy. Now, of course, there may be something that's keeping you really miserable right now, in which case you need to address that and change that. But appreciate the things you've got at the moment, yet keep going for more. Be happy with what you've got, but keep going for more and what you want. The happiness is in the now, though. Keep enjoying what you're doing. I was stuck in this horrible habit loop of not appreciating what I had right now and therefore being, I'll be happy when. And it just didn't do me any favors. We always want to look into our future, our vision, what we want. Yet true happiness and success comes in the moment right now. Okay, so I want to go through a few points in terms of actually how you can do this, how you can start living, being successful now. So first of all, you're going to list your dream life. No holding back. What is it you would be doing if you had that truly amazing life you wanted? Would you be traveling all the world? Would you be with the partner of your dreams? Maybe you're with the partner of your dreams. That's awesome. Would you be in a certain career? Would you have a certain business? What would your dream life be like? No holding back. Imagine your kid at like 5 years old and you're writing down what you want out of life. And you just don't hold back. You've got two swimming pools, all those kind of things, you know, you'd write as a kid. We need to get into that kind of inner child mode a lot more. So that's the first thing. The second thing is list the qualities of the person and what they would be doing. Now, if you're like a multi-millionaire or billionaire in this fantasy, amazing, fantastic. This does not mean you go out and you buy a jet or a yacht. This means what are the kind of qualities they do every day. Are they looking after their health? Are they going for a walk every day? Are they taking some time out to reflect? Because these things are free. I'm talking about the kinds of things they would be doing right now. And start listing these qualities down. Then you're going to list what they would not be doing. This person has dream life. What would they not be doing? And this was a massive aha moment when my coach said this to me recently. And I thought, wow, so true. I'm not listing what I would not be doing in this future self. And I'm always looking and developing my vision, but enjoying living in the moment. So what would I not be doing? What would I not be doing? Like, you might not be scrolling social media too much. You might not be worrying about your money so much, but at the same time being conscious of it, because obviously we've got to be conscious of where we are right now. What would be the things you would not be doing in this future state? Okay, so now you've got a bit more of awareness and you can start incorporating this into your day. And that's the fourth point. Start scheduling into your day how you want to be living right now in order to be successful right now. And start taking out some of the things that you would not be doing. Okay, and actually writing down those qualities and reading them to yourself is going to embed that into your system more and more. So this is how you can start living more successful days right now. Okay, and my additional tip is actually going to be minimize. Read the book, The One Thing. I know I've said a couple of books in this, but they're two powerful books. Read the book, The One Thing by Gary Keller, not The One Ring. We're not talking about Lord of the Rings, The One Thing, okay? And this really talks about the idea of focusing on one thing each day. Now, you can follow that principle if you like. The main point I want to make, though, is make your objectives and your goals minimal each day so that you focus on quality rather than quantity. I've certainly been there. I've had to catch myself out for it, for adding too many things into my day. That will only cause exhaust and overwhelm and burnout on your brain if you keep putting too much in. So think about that low amount of quality stuff that the ideal you would be living in that dream life. Okay, so that's my additional point. So thank you so much for listening today. I really respect you for taking the time out to improve your life and therefore the lives of others around you. If you've appreciated this today, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple Podcasts so we can reach more people together. If you've done so already, thank you so much. I appreciate you and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.